No, that's not the sound of the apocalypse that you just heard. It's the sound heralding the return of the Bungie podcast. Here's Frank O'Connor, Brian Gerard, Luke Smith, and this week's special guest, Lars Bakken.
We're the Bungie Kids, with plasma pistols glowing. It's our podcast show, with Brian and friends.
And Frankie.
Oh man, I'm not in this show's credits either.
The Bungie Broadcasting Corporation is proud to present Frank O'Connor.
It's been 9 months since we made our last podcast. I have to say that on a person-by-person basis, Luke is responsible for most of that time. He's been here 2.5 months. That's a 2.5 month delay for one person. The rest of the people that worked on the podcast was like 9 people.
Yeah.
And so we're responsible for like a couple of weeks each maximum. So this is Luke's fault.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Lars?
No comment.
That's a comment. Yeah. You can't say okay. No comment and then comment. Comment.
That's true.
No, I want to hear your comment.
My comment was, yeah, it's about time we got this podcast going again.
Well, we just got back from our tour after the last release. We're just now wrapping up that. We had to support it, promote it. Just now coming back down, getting a chance to
9 months on the road.
Yeah, it's tough. It's grueling.
If you guys were a band, which band would it be?
See, Luke is saying that because a nice lady from AOL and Blender magazine asked me to compare Bungie to a band.
Oh.
Like, if you were a band on tour, what band would you be? And I just spazzed out, and I was like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones because I couldn't think of any other band. Like, I don't even have a Beatles album, not
like
one.
What kind of Beatles? Like Ed Sullivan Beatles or Sgt. Pepper's Beatles?
No, it was worse. I said, like, the Beatles getting back together even though two of them are dead.
Oh, so like Ringo and John.
That's No. I had them coming back from the dead because Halo 3 was so awesome.
Oh, okay.
That's how bad my metaphor got twisted. Seriously, it was really bad.
So
I
someone
quit.
Somewhere is going to print that?
Well,
it's
so
possible.
That, just like Halo 3, that too would be the biggest entertainment event of all time.
Somebody supplied a document with a ready-made quote for me in it, and it said that Halo 3 is the greatest entertainment experience of all time. And I'm like, wait, I never said that, nor nothing like it. And they're like,
well,
what would you like to say?
Well, 9 months ago, the Bungie podcast was the greatest entertainment experience of all
Emmy
time.
Emmy award-winning, right?
Yeah, it's never been
We won
never
a couple of like Razzies and some of those obscure awards.
It was the white album of podcasts.
Yeah, it really
so
was.
It was one side too long?
No, so just literally didn't have a label.
Walk us through your new format here, because its quality bar seems to be a lot lower.
Well, I mean, I brought you guys back.
Where's the music? Where's the announcer?
Well, there was the music at the beginning. We don't need an announcer for right now. Are you kidding me? What are you trying to do?
We didn't know we were going to go commando style on our podcast.
If that's all people wanted, we would have done this 9 months ago.
You wouldn't have. You've been
busy.
We would have. On the game.
If we'd have known that that USB device was what was causing us all the problems, we'd have done this 9 months ago.
Yeah, because last week when the equipment actually arrived, Jay brought all this equipment up. And,
same equipment as last time, I might add.
Yeah, same equipment as last time, but with some sort of weird box. Were you guys using that before?
We were.
Yeah, it was not hooked up properly last time.
No, the way to hook it up properly is to completely unplug it, as it turns out. Seriously, that was the problem. Just remove it.
Once the box went away, things were looking pretty good.
Today, by the time people are listening to this, E3's already happened, and you guys did a bunch
E3
of work.
E3 08 just wrapped.
It's actually just starting.
It did. It is. What?
Unless production.
So E3 has just started.
Yeah, E3's just started. You guys are there now.
We're there now, yeah.
We're here and
we're recording live from E3. We're not. No.
But the last 2 weeks have sort of been a giant hodgepodge of getting everything ready for E3.
Yes, a well-oiled machine of getting ready for E3, like you said.
So what work went into the E3 presentation?
A lot of practicing camera angles.
You're referring to our small behind-the-closed
doors. Yeah, I'm referring to like,
there's
allegedly a two-part, right?
Well, there's
two parts behind the closed doors.
There's the two parts behind the closed doors. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So there's gameplay.
Yep.
And a campaign level, which should we just go ahead and name it? Are people going to know by then? Yeah, they are. They'll
possibly
know.
Yeah,
there's no embargo.
There'll be some screenshots that we just finished that'll be released by the time people are listening to this.
We call it Jungle, but technically the name of the level is Sierra 117. Or Spartan 117 for you, those of you in the military know.
Really? Sierra
yeah, wink doesn't work on the radio. I just realized. I just winked and made a sound effect.
So
it just sounds like
real life.
It sounds like an African jumbo tribal speak that you just made on
click,
the
click.
Air. Oh, I know.
But anyway, it's called Sierra 117. It's the first level from the game. It's kind of a training level. So one of the ironies of showing that is that we don't show off a lot of stuff because you don't have a lot of stuff at the start, right?
Just skills.
That's enough for Luke. He can walk through jungle or Sierra 117 with just the skills, and brutes commit suicide when they, when they hear he's coming. Yeah. They just read about it in their Covenant newspapers and just kill themselves.
I mean, I don't think, I think everyone knows that that's pretty much what happens in campaign. Multiplayer is a different story, though, Lars.
Yeah, that's the other half of our E3 demo. That right. So Lars the other,
yeah, we recorded a film on. Well, I guess the map has been revealed already, huh?
Yeah,
right? Yes. Through GamePro.
You can even name it. It's a new name.
It's Sandtrap. It's the big open desert map that you guys saw in GamePro. We recorded kind of a crazy Team Slayer match, and we're going to do a save film demonstration behind closed doors for the lovely, wonderful people at E3.
So what is a saved film? Define it for people who are listening to this for the first time.
So a saved film is basically just playback of the game that you just played. We've given people kind of a lot of options. If you played with the beta, you know that it was really limited. But in the final version of the game, you're going to be able to stop time, slow-mo, rewind, break the camera out into free-flying, and move anywhere and look at anything as it's happening. Take screenshots, record clips. It's crazy. It's totally fully featured and awesome.
Don't you think that stop time is a somewhat grandiose exaggeration of pause?
Pause?
There you go.
Yeah,
bam, pause.
Stop time sounds so much better.
No, I mean, if you...
It sounds like a superhero ability.
It's like the Matrix or like our QuickTime VRs that we do for the 3D screenshots on Bungie now, but it is awesome.
Lars, can you give us any insights into last time people heard about this map? It was called Shrine, and now it's called Sandtrap. When did that come about? What was the logic behind that?
That's relatively recent change. All
is
our
that
maps,
the final name? Can we expect it's going to change again?
I don't think it'll change again. We go through a process where we have the maps named internally one thing, and then we change them normally before the game ships.
Right.
Is someone really into golf? Why Sandtrap?
Yeah, isn't Valhalla fairway now?
No. Jub is called the Nook.
Right.
But so Sandtrap's the final name. It is the biggest map we've got, right?
Totally the biggest map we've got.
It's, is it the biggest map ever?
Some people have called it the biggest map ever. Multiplayer map for sure, obviously.
And we mean Halo. We're not claiming we made the biggest video game map
of
all time.
The biggest Halo multiplayer map. We should qualify that.
You did say that you could fit 25 Oblivions into it, right?
No. 22.
Okay. That was a fake fact, kids. Don't put that on the interwebs. Well, so saved films, are they just for multiplayer? Can you do it in campaign?
Ooh, good question.
It's a rhetorical question.
Mm. Wow, do we have a fact sheet that we're going through?
I don't know
through?
If I should talk about that. That's top secret. You guys will probably talk about that at E3, right? So I should let you talk about that.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you guys keep up with the game press, but I think we revealed that a few months ago.
I don't know what you're talking about. Is that something like maybe us revealing the sword to EGM back in November, but you didn't?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the video on the internet where you got all like aggro and Lars was talking about the sword. Like, don't talk about the sword. Oh, wait,
we don't
revealed
talk about
already.
That show here. That's some, we don't, yeah, we have our own journalism standards. We don't,
but yeah,
we don't save to that level.
Yeah. Saved films and screenshots work in campaign.
We report
and
the real news.
And
if you heard what Frank just said,
saved films work in campaign and multiplayer.
Right. Yeah, they do. Actually, you know, to be honest, that's how we generate all the screenshots that people are looking at right now, maybe on their computer. All the ones that we put out recently, the shot that was out came out on the Wall Street Journal this week.
That campaign shot that everyone
everyone's claiming. Is that real? Is that fake?
Yeah,
what's
they didn't
going
know
on?
If it was real. It was just taken from a save film.
I took that shot myself. I walked Chief up in a film.
Yeah, walk us through that slowly.
Yeah.
Imagine, if you will. Honestly, I walked Chief up to an area. I knew it was for Wall Street Journal, so I didn't want to be blowing a bunch of stuff up. It needed to be fairly iconic, fairly easy to read and print. We use that to refer to like newspapers. That's sort of the jargon that we talk about around here. So we just sort of posed Chief in a non-menacing way that people would be think was cool and against a cool backdrop with
say
nice
that
lighting.
Slower. We posed the Chief.
Yeah, well, by pose, I literally walked him, turned him. Did this really hard button press that we can do to make him lower his gun for the purposes of taking nonviolent screenshots. And harkens back to the Halo 2 days when we added that functionality for RVB and the Machinima community. We allowed people to lower the weapon strictly on their account, and we did find a way to make that carry over to Halo 3, but it's a little harder to execute now.
Right.
Like, I don't know if you guys have tried it.
But I don't even know what
it
is.
I read the instructions. I was all scared.
I mean, it could change between now and what we actually launch, but to do it currently in the build, it's you have to hit left bumper, right bumper, both sticks, down on the D-pad and the A button all at the same time and hold it for 3 seconds.
Do you have like someone else's hands who help you with this?
I have an assistant that usually does that.
He works the D-pad?
Yeah. Fingers McGee. Yeah.
But yeah, that was a real shot. And for save films, we go in, we play awesome multiplayer games, single player games, rewind the films, go on a flying cam, find cool angles and take a screenshot.
Now, is it true, and I read this somewhere, that Luke Smith is the most competitive player ever to a fault where we're trying to take movies or screenshots, and he's like, I got BR, I'm going to own you.
Yeah,
I'm going to shoot you from all the way across the map with my BR.
Yeah, he has been banned from any future screenshot sessions for sure, because there's a little bit of an art to it. You kind of have to get close enough to and get a composition. But
oh God,
Luke just kills everybody, steals everything. We're trying. Yeah, he doesn't really play well.
He's like, we're all standing there posing in the sunlight, and he comes and drops grenades in there. Yeah. He's like, I owned you.
Over. Yeah. I mean, he's like, he's standing over people's corpses, humping them, like shooting them with rockets. Yeah. It's... Wasn't it makes for some good show.
Was that you or Luke, though? Or, angry. No, that was Frank who was humping me today. And then he got Spartanly.
No, I got caught in an animation bug loop.
That fueled my competitive desire, and I Spartanly.
It fueled some sort of desire. I got to be careful what I'm doing.
How many takes did it require us to actually get the final film that we're going to show at E3?
Oh, we didn't do it in one?
Yeah, come on.
Well,
I think we did. It was like seven or eight, maybe.
Yeah, it was like eight tries just to get a cool movie.
Honestly,
let's face it would have been two if it hadn't been for Carney going on his rampage.
Carney,
like an idiot.
Like the beginning of one match. Hey, what's that guy doing on the mongoose? Oh, it's Carney.
Yeah.
We wanted everybody to sort of clash and make a big, massive explosion in the beginning. And there goes Carney by himself on foot. Yeah.
He's gone. I was going to say Brokeback, but I meant Broken Arrow.
Oh, look, but it's a warthog. Why get on the turret when you can ride in the passenger seat?
Yeah.
That makes for a really exciting film.
I don't think that was Carney. I think that was like two of the contractors were doing that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but they were doing that because they didn't really know what was going on. They were bewildered.
We did just kind of sit them down in front of the TV and say...
Tyson explained it like six times.
Well, yeah, true.
Well, some people like to don't follow scripts. They want to improvise. And it's tough being directors.
Yep. Tyson explained it in Warcraft terms as well, so everyone was confused.
On this raid...
I did hear Tyson say
get
afterwards
in your mind.
That... I did hear Tyson say afterwards that Carney would never work in this town again.
That is true. Yeah. Yeah, Carney kept hitting on the extras, eating all the craft services tables.
Yeah, it's funny to talk about people on the radio. Carney is at, what, like nearly seven feet tall. He's 6'9". Shocker red hair, crazy freckles, wears sunglasses all the time.
Ultimate future game.
Yeah.
It's ultimate future games, Frank.
Yeah. Guys, you're jerks. You're just jealous because you've only had one state of having hair.
So, Frank, are you walking up on stage for the keynote, or what's up with that? There's been a lot of forum noise. People are demanding to see Frankie on stage.
I was thinking of giving
Frank
a keynote. I could give a keynote. I got real tattoos.
Give me the practice keynote. How do you introduce Microsoft to the audience?
From the people who brought you Windows Bob and Excel comes Halo. A scrolling shoot 'em up set in many centuries hence.
Ship it.
No, I can't talk on stage, actually. True story.
You can't?
Freeze up.
Stage
really?
Fright.
Freeze up, yeah.
Sketch, so are you going to do it?
Will I go up on stage?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Why not?
No, it's not my style.
You just like to sit in the audience and watch other people do their thing?
Yeah, and I usually like... I'm like those guys in the Muppets up in the balcony. I just talk trash about everyone.
They should have a balcony at the keynote. Like, they should let us sit up in a balcony.
Rather than do our E3 show now, we should do it at E3.
What are those old guys called? Aren't they brothers or something?
The old Muppet guys?
They just talk trash. It's fun.
Well, you saw the rehearsal.
We should bring our portable deal down there. We could send an update in. Semi-live from the floor.
It'll be out like 2 weeks later.
How long would we last heckling Peter Moore at E3?
Not very long. I've seen those guns.
Yep. And I'd climb up there himself and toss his off onto the crowd below. Are we going to try and sneak into the Killzone party afterwards?
I don't know. I've heard about it. Luke, what do you know about that?
What do you know? You're fresh from the industry.
What do you know about the Halo killer?
Why they want to kill Halo? We just want to be their friends.
Nobody's dubbed it a Halo killer yet.
You know, I remember, what was it, E3 2003? We met those guys. They were super nice. And
yeah, they're kind of awesome.
They're so. Like, oh, hey, guys, we never said Halo killer. That was a bunch of PR marketing guys.
We knew that. Like, yeah. Lots of people think that, like, industry people are all, like, at each other's throats and competitive, and we're not, like, except for P-Tar.
And well, except for you and Miyamoto.
Yeah, me and Miyamoto have a long time thing going on. I claim that I invented Donkey Kong, and he denies it. He's a liar.
You guys have this weird rivalry.
It's steeped in love, though, really.
Yeah, it's a lot of tension in the room.
Yeah, it's a lot of jealousy. Where's that going? Miyamoto's going to kick my ass at E3 now.
He's
probably going to download this on his iPod and like kick me off a train. So it's going to happen.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either. When
did you and Miyamoto get on a fictional train?
Brian made it up.
DeVito started what? I've read internet reports where you threw down the gauntlet. Miyamoto said he could make Halo.
Yeah, I forgot about those.
It's a real beef.
Oh, that's right.
It's never been addressed publicly. You've never owned up to it.
Yeah. So Miyamoto said something in Japanese that was translated as we could have made a game like Halo, you know, and it was literally like retranslated through the wonder of the internet as
like us.
We could have made Halo and we would have knocked it out of the park, but like he didn't say anything of the kind. So we ended up in this weird situation where like we're defending Miyamoto for not having said something he never said. And
well, I thought you told Joystick, like, yeah, I'm making a Mario game.
Yeah,
you
so said, I told you said, in an interview with Joystick, I made jokes. I was like, yeah, we're working on a game with plumbers and whatnot. And then like literally I couldn't have made a more ridiculous statement. And then next day on the internet, like outrageous claim from Bungie that they could beat Mario.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh my God.
Internet sometimes has no sense of humor.
And sometimes too much of one.
Yeah.
True.
Because it's all about the cat memes.
You want to go there, really, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I do want to go there.
Why? You make these. Like, you'll sit at your desk and make one.
Here's the thing. I think we're going to have Halo memes. I think people are going to take screenshots in the Halo 3 screenshot thing. Put wacky captions on them,
yep.
And eventually it'll be an annoying meme.
We've already seen a few of those internally. They're awesome.
Like, what examples?
I've seen some really nice
animated...
Can it
be Blazer time now, please?
That's an instant classic.
That's number one.
I've seen some guys take their films and make some cool little animated GIFs. Even from the beta, people out there were doing some fun stuff.
It's true. And I think Save Films and first off, the ability to see an awesome moment from any angle means you can kind of set it up to be whatever you want. This is not a cat, though. There's something adorable about a cat doing it.
I don't understand your love of cats, Frank.
I don't love cats at all, but I like cat pictures.
The irony is you're deathly allergic to cats.
Yeah, I don't like cats.
They will literally kill you.
You just don't like cats.
Don't you?
I like
pictures of them with captions on.
Don't you get a shot every week so you don't die from your cat?
Yeah, it's true.
And every morning when he wakes up, his wife puts his... He wakes up with his cat on his chest curled up. And he can't breathe.
No, my cat's too big for that. That would actually well, just be rib compression causing the
exactly,
lack of breathing, not asthma.
That's why you can't breathe.
Your cat's bigger than most small children.
Yeah, it's a huge, huge bastard of a cat. No
Boy,
doubt.
This podcast has gone awry.
Anyway, let's get back on Halo.
Yeah, back
actually,
on track.
I tried to bring it back with the screenshot talk. Who is the best Halo player in this room right now? Look over to you and explain why.
Over me?
No.
Over
to you.
Oh,
explain who the best player in the room is right
Lars
now.
Lars is the most.
Oh, you're such a suck up. I'm just saying that so that he doesn't change some weapon balance on you.
That's right.
You think you're better than Lars. I know you do.
Yeah, maybe. I think that, but Lars is really consistent. That's the thing about Lars is like every game that Lars plays, he plays well. Where Frank and like Brian both, like you both are, you know.
I'll admit I'm wildly inconsistent.
I'm all across the board. I admit that. Yep. When I'm hot, I'm hot. When I'm not,
yep.
Eh, not so much.
I'm all over the place. I have no situational awareness.
Why do you think
or
we
drama?
Don't have like, yes, Lars, whatever true. Happened to the internal official like the, one-on-one or two-on-two one-on-one ladder?
We got
to
start that.
When are we really going to have the definitive showdown to say
who's the best
who
in the studio?
Who is the best?
That'll actually happen really soon. I mean, right now it's really busy and we're super close to being done with the game, so people don't actually have time to do that. But I think within the next week or two, there's actually going to be a little more free time and people, before they take their vacations, will probably do some
who do you think is
internal
gonna be?
Ladder. It's definitely between Joe Tung and Luke Timmons,
yeah,
I think.
Two.
Those two guys are just amazingly good.
No, one of them is quietly confident and the other one's an evil jerk.
Wait, are you playing the same Luke Timmons that I play with?
Just jokes. Yeah.
Every time I've played with him, he's like loud and like Joe Tung part dude.
No one's like as loud as Joe Tung. It's all relative,
right?
Did
you guys have a match? Oh, I guess you already talked about that, huh? You guys had that match with Joe Tung.
When
have you eaten those steaks yet?
No, we're still waiting for the Steaktacular to be paid up.
I owe Luke and who else?
Joe Tung
a steak.
It was you and Joe Staten.
That's right.
I've gotten a lot of messages on BNet actually about people asking if Steaktacular can be in the game. They're like, could winning by 40% be a medal? Because that's the deficit, right? It'd be a 40% deficit would be a Steaktacular.
It's not a bad idea, but
it's a little too late.
It's a little too late. Yeah.
It'd be an easy medal to draw. It'd just be a T-bone, right?
Some guy sent me.
We'd have to totally go through and get that approved by like the freaking USDA.
Yeah, we'd have to put it through USDA. It'd have to go through GOPS. They'd be like, well, it's beef, and it'd just be a nightmare. Vegetarians might object.
Yeah.
It would have to be like Tofu-tacular. Nobody wants to win that.
Exactly. So we should talk about E3, right?
Yeah,
I mean, E3, that's what we're here. Everyone's going to be watching it all week.
We're talking about E3 before we've ever seen E3, but commenting on it.
All right, well let's just let's predict.
Lars, why don't you kick it off then, since you're so
gung-ho
so
about
pepped
this?
Up about E3.
Well,
one
of the first things that people are expecting about E3 is there was the leak this week about Sony dropping the price on the PS3 $100.
It's a rumor.
Oh, really?
My theory was that it was just retail materials that, like, I'm pretty sure that before anybody goes to an E3, they're prepared for a price drop so they can match their competitors. And I think Sony just, like, their materials got leaked. That's what it looked like. I have no idea.
So are you saying no on a price drop?
No, I think absolutely somebody's going to do something. And we should caveat, we genuinely don't know, like, if Microsoft did a price drop, they wouldn't have told us. We'd have no way of knowing. So we'd find out. At E3, everybody else.
They want to keep it a secret so they can drop the bomb, you know,
right.
If Sony was going to do that,
or
they'd
not,
do the same thing.
It's bluffing. And
yeah,
right.
It's all bluff. I'm sure everyone's ready with a hair trigger. So, like, nobody wants to drop price when they can keep selling consoles successfully.
Speaking of consoles, there should be a new console.
Yeah, there's a new console on the channel this fall, right?
What are you guys talking about? I'm completely confused.
The Mongoose?
Codename Mongoose. Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what that is.
It's the super snazzy Halo console.
I'm playing dumb.
We know you are, but we're explaining it.
Oh,
as if
God,
we knew
Lars,
that.
We're going to explain it to him.
Jesus.
God. Oh, my God.
All right, so explain
what
it is.
I know this future time warp thing. So, by the time people hear this, somebody would have already showed it to them.
I know. Really?
In fact,
they're going to announce it.
We're actually using a debug version of that same box to do our demos behind closed doors. So even if they don't announce it at the keynote,
it's
Frank and I would have then
inadvertently
announced it anyways to hundreds of media.
I didn't. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
It's true.
Got it.
So tell us about the box. What's the difference?
So it is first off, it's a 20 gig hard drive. Many of the differences are purely cosmetic. It's really, you know, it's like kind of like case modder's dream. It's Halo and UNSC themed. It's actually very, very subtle. So you have the one part that's not subtle is the bling, right? It's the all the chrome from a premium edition or pro edition is a gold Spartan faceplate gold. So it's reflective and it
real-time
looks really cool.
Real-time reflections.
Yeah, it is real-time reflection thanks to the power of physics. And the case itself is a kind of army green and it's covered in like UNSC... I don't know what to call it. It's like liturgy. There's a few cool little things in there from the Halo universe. It's definitely worth examining the pictures that they're about to put up.
What about the controller?
The controller matches perfectly. It's the same color plastic. Both the controller and the console have a little red stud for the wireless sync.
It's so cool.
And actually, I just noticed today the wireless headset, the finished one, has a red stud as well for the... For the wireless sync.
Did you get your
it's really
headset?
Cool.
I did get my free headset.
Yeah, it was super awesome.
Psyched.
That was like the best 5 minutes I've ever spent.
I
answered one questionnaire. I used it once, and I got a free one.
That was the easiest questionnaire I ever answered as well.
How does this
headset
work?
What's
the deal?
So we tested.
You didn't beta test the new Halo headset?
We tested the Halo headset.
We were beta testing that Halo headset.
Oh, is that before you came along?
No, it was here. I just never took one out.
That must have been the same time we did the order for Legendary Editions, too, that you also did.
Yeah, I missed that, too.
Sorry.
Back to Russia.
I know.
But we beta tested the new headset. It has slightly new tech and it's better reception and all that. I mean, I don't think anyone said anything negative about it, so we were psyched. And we were the only ones that knew it came with the the Mongoose console. So.
Oh, and the other thing about the Mongoose that's kind of cool, it's just a small little side note, is for AV enthusiasts, it does have an HDMI connection.
Frank, that's
on
a big deal, right, to you?
No, nobody cares about HDMI interface, digital interface.
It's like one less cable if you really
don't want to
deal with it.
I'm stoked on the HDMI.
Yeah, I love it. I'm surprised they didn't mention it, but... All my TVs at home are HDMI. Like, it doesn't do that much for quality, and the 360 will do 1080p through component. So you're not going to really see any big picture differences. It just makes everything much easier. Like, you just go pop, pop, and you're plugged in. And especially for us, because we have to take consoles home a lot, it's actually a big deal because you have to unplug like six cables and put in one cable.
Yeah,
one cable future. That's where we're going. You have to see the console up close. So, like,
I think the coolest thing about it is that from a distance, it just looks like a cool looking green console. Yeah, right. And then when you look at it,
there's so much
really,
detail.
There's a ton of really tiny, subtle detail, and I think it's just super cool looking.
And I think I can say this pretty safely, right? We did a lot of the graphic design for this
internally.
Yeah,
right?
Aaron LeMay did it. One of our art directors. He actually helped design that thing a lot. Very cool.
Did he do the Zune as well, or was that someone else?
He worked
with some of the guys on the hardware team over there and had a big role in art directing that as well.
Chris Butcher, the technical lead at Bungie, stopped in. He's got a foreign voice that's even sexier than Frank's, so he's going to tell us a little bit about his predictions for E3.
Well, I don't know. It's not that hard to be sexier than Frank, but I'll give it my best shot. I don't know. I don't think anybody really knows what we're going to see from E3 this year. I mean, there's all of this hoopla about a changed format, but it seems like all the big publishers are still kind of lining up to put their best day forward. You know, Microsoft's always had the X06 thing that they've done in the past, and we've seen Sony doing the same thing this year with Gamers Day, but it really seems like all the publishers are just going out there and saying, you know, we're still going to have our big press conferences, we're still saving lots of big reveals for this. It seems like there's going to be really kind of a similar thing as far as the way that the news goes. But one of the things I'm really looking forward to actually is some of the stuff that's going to show up on Marketplace. I don't think anybody outside the Xbox teams actually had a chance to see the stuff that's on Marketplace, but I've talked to some of those guys, and they've got all of these really cool new tools, which they originally developed for doing advertising on Xbox Live Marketplace, which is not necessarily that cool or sexy. But one of the things it lets you do is you can just put a ton of content up there with all these little sub-pages and pop-up movies and fun stuff. I haven't seen the full feature list, but I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, Microsoft briefed me on that back when I was at Ziff Davis, actually. I've been wondering when that was going to sort of be implemented onto the Marketplace.
Yeah, so let's see. Real predictions. Boy, I think Mass Effect's going to be awesome. Actually, I bought the prequel novel and read it
Fanboy.
The prequel novel was pretty good, I gotta say. I really hats off to them. There was their guy, Drew Karpyshkin. How do you pronounce his name, Luke? Do you know?
You're asking the wrong guy about who's the author of the Mass Effect book.
All right. Anyway, he's the lead writer on the game. I was amazed that he has time to write a novel as well as ship the game at the same time, but
That was Frank chiming in saying we've got that going on with Joe Staten because he's working on a book as well.
Yeah, it's as though Joseph was doing that at the same time as also writing for Halo 1, though, which would be kind of crazy. Anyway, so I'm really looking forward to Mass Effect. I think it's going to be really cool. I've heard there's some pretty exciting rumors of great stuff coming out for the keynote. I hope the stuff we're doing comes together in time. It's looking pretty scary right now, you know, speaking from about a week before the show. But
the truth comes out.
It's going to be always scary. We do our finest work in our darkest hour,
last minute.
Yeah, I think I was the only one who was at Bungie when they did the E3 2000 trailer in the movie theater there. Everybody sitting here, but oh my god, that build came together so late, it was crazy. Yeah, we've always done our best work under pressure like that. I'm really excited to see how the stuff we're doing turns out for the E3. Anyway, I gotta go get back to fixing bugs.
Yeah, cool. Like help finish the game.
Finish the fight, Luke.
All right.
No, yeah, stay on message.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Have you guys picked your favorite armor permutation for launch so we can go rancoring in the scrubs?
Interesting. Yes.
Yeah, I know what one mine is.
Yeah, I know what mine is. We all know what ours is.
Hey, Lars, is yours the one that for the longest time was on your desktop holding the shotgun? Remember that one?
I will probably do something like that. Yeah, that was something I was toying with for a little while.
That's the same helmet that I really like.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, we wouldn't want you two guys dressed in the same.
About 700,000 people played the beta. We have a handful of armor options. Luke, somebody out there is going to have the same armor as you. I hate to say it.
I know.
If
you mix and match armor, colors, pieces, you're right. It's quite a bit.
There's left, right shoulder pad. Body.
What is
and
the number?
Helmet.
Has anyone run the
I think the number is larger than the number of possible players.
Well, we can do the math right now.
We can just figure out how many.
Yeah, because it's a helmet.
How many possible unique combinations are there?
If
you factor in emblems?
No.
Okay.
I won't include emblems.
Okay, I was including emblems.
If you factor in emblems, it's pretty much. It's way bigger than our. Yeah.
Because then you got backgrounds and all that. I don't think emblems are really...
But emblems look much more pronounced in Halo 3 than they did in Halo 2.
And there's
you
a
can
lot
see
more
them
options,
better.
Too. Yeah. They're pretty cool. I have my favorite now.
Cowboy hat and a kitten. Come on. Just admit it.
Is that yours? Kitten with a cowboy hat.
No, yeah. I'm not. I think internally, the kitten with a cowboy hat and the bow tie is pretty awesome.
The bow tie is what makes it so adorable. Yeah.
But that's not going to be my... My public face to the world in Halo 3.
Is yours going to be more hardcore?
Yes.
More intense?
If there's a way like there was in Halo 2 to actually denote that you're a Bungie employee, are you going to choose to do that or are you going to be undercover?
Depends. I mean, I don't know. We'll see.
Depends on if I think I'm going to win.
Yeah. If I win...
No. Isn't your gamer tag already public now?
If people do a little bit of research, they'll figure it out.
Yeah, they read the hump days, send 1,000 friend requests, 1,000 messages... Yeah. Thanks.
I wonder if they're ever going to actually increase the size of a friends list.
That's a good question. I'm actually maxed out right now. Totally maxed out.
I'm close to maxed out, but if there's someone I really want to add, I just can someone. It's no big deal. Like I don't really have
whose name I don't recognize exactly, they're gone.
Yeah, and somehow like 90% of your friends list are all women.
What do you mean somehow? I deliberately pick women to be on my friends list because they're hot.
Look at his friends
list. If you're trying to infer that I pick them because they're chicks, it's not an inference. It's a fact.
Well, hats off to you, sir.
Cowboy hats and kitten faces.
The way that I'll call my friends list is just by looking at what people are playing right that second, and I'll just kick someone who's playing something like, what are you playing that for? Yeah. Delete.
Yeah, you're like, he has a higher score than me in Geometry Wars, bye.
Actually, hold on. I think we're getting a call on another line. I think can we take a call?
Yeah, take a call. Put it through.
This is a new segment we're going to try to do, Celebrity Call-Ins. Let's go live to Luke. Cue up line 3. I think we have a special guest on the phone.
Watch out, poofters.
Sean? Sean Connery?
You call me Mr. Connery, or you'll find my foot up your arse.
Sir Connery, it's an honor to have you on our...
Yes, it is. I hope you're pleased. I hope you like it.
Any E3 predictions from you?
I've got plenty of predictions. Legend of Zelda... Multi-format. Wait, that's not the kind of prediction I make. I stand by it, however. Legend of Zelda multi-format. What else? What else is coming up?
Talk to me about Killzone.
Killzone. What is Killzone? Is that the fellows with the gas masks?
Yeah, that's those guys.
They're delicious. There's a man's arse. Oh, it's not a man, it's Dan Miller.
One of our mission designers just pressed his butt cheeks up against the window and spread.
I saw daylight.
Sean, a lot of fans may not know this, but you actually were pretty active during the Halo 3 beta, right?
I was very active. My name is Char. You may have seen me down the battle of a gun.
What other E3 predictions you got? Talk to me about Nintendo. Zelda multi-format. What else?
Another peripheral for the Wii.
What does this one do?
It's pornographic, I can't say. We're not ESRB age-gated.
So what have you been working on lately? I haven't heard from you in an age.
I've been working on a sequel to Dragonheart, a sequel to Zardoz, and a sequel to Robin and Marion. In fact, sequels to all of my most popular films.
What about The Rock?
The Rock. Oh, that's the one where I drove over those hippies. Can you just San Francisco. They shouldn't have gotten in my way.
We're going back to The Rock?
We're going back to The Rock.
Okay. Thanks, Sean.
Do we have anything else for Mr. Connery?
I don't know. Do you want to sit in for the show? Are you busy this afternoon?
Whatever happened to the Wonder Swan? I used to love that thing. It was delicious.
What?
The Wonder Swan. It was like a Game Boy, but less gamey.
It was a portable system. Japan.
Luke, you're the
journalist. Lars just pulled out some like otaku referential stuff.
No, totally. The Wonder Swan was kind of sweet. It actually had ports of Final Fantasy 1.
Why are you such a noob?
Has Sean Connery ever voiced a game? Mr. Connery?
Yes, I was in Dragonheart. Of course, one of the best-selling games of all time.
So what do you think of Lair?
I've been Beta Dragon.
Thanks for calling in, Mr. Connery.
Call back anytime. Nine more months. We'll do it again. Yeah, people actually should go on BNet and give feedback to Luke. What do you like? What do you like to see?
Yeah, actually, visit BNet. There will be a thread on the forums where you can say, like, needs more stereo, lol.
Yeah. If there's something that you thought was particularly good about the podcast, tell me or Brian. And if there's something you thought that sucked, then contact Luke directly, and his email address is...
And that'll be all for this week. Tune in 9 months when the Bungie podcast, when the Bungie podcast gives yet another birth.
We're the Bungie Kids with plasma pistols glowing. It's our podcast.